It's a Monday morning, and it's a tough one at that, as we have to talk about a Buffalo Bills loss with Matt Sabuda, and we go beyond the playbook. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, let's get into it from where you sit. What happened yesterday?
Well, the short answer is nothing. Nothing was the story of the game for the Bills, particularly on offense. On Friday, I said that you can't overreact to the opener, as people are wont to do, and I still won't overreact, as it's just one game. But, boy, was it about as bad as it could have been, particularly on offense. Almost feel like I need to send my paycheck back with my Friday analysis of the offense. But who would have guessed they would have been that bad? Nobody. Fortunately, the defense was actually pretty good, despite a few undisciplined penalties, which seems to have carried over from last year. And if you were to tell me that the defense would have held the Ravens to 13 points, I would have put their chances of winning at, just about 100%. But because the offense was about as energetic and creative as a zombie from The Walking Dead, this game felt more like a blowout, in the sense that despite the, I guess, close score, they never really felt like they were in it.
All right, so you kind of went over a little bit of it there in terms of generalities, but specifically, what did you see in this loss?
Wouldn't be an exaggeration if I said we should spend the entire segment on Tyrod Taylor. It was his worst career game with only 122 total yards, no touchdowns. He only completed two passes for more than 10 yards, just two. He seemed panic, often rushing his throws. Definitely didn't seem to see the field when he got his passes off. They seemed to be overthrown a lot of times. Unfortunately, reminded me of another number five, Trent Edwards. Not the direction we're looking to go, I think, for the team. Overall, the team just had 160 total yards on offense, which was their worst total offensive yardage output since 2006. 2006, let that sink in. That is a downright offensive, pun intended. This was against a Ravens team that went 5-11 last year with the 24th ranked defense. Absolutely baffling also is the play calling, particularly the lack of a single deep pass attempt. And it's even more puzzling considering that Taylor led the league in percentage of pass attempts beyond 20 yards last season. This is supposed to be one of his strengths.
You know, Matt, in these 2 years of doing Beyond the Playbook, we've had a lot of Mondays like this, haven't we, where things have not looked good for the Bills. But one thing you've always been able to generate for us is a little bit of hope. What do you have?
Oh, come on. Yeah, let's get into some optimism if it exists somewhere. And since it's Monday, I don't want to be too negative despite the rough game. I can't emphasize how impressed I was by the defense, their performance, and giving up 13 points would have been good enough to win every NFL game yesterday but two. They were, like I said, they were as good as the offense was bad, and could just be a bad game on the way to a promising season. And who knows, perhaps the Ravens, they'll end up being one of the league's better teams and defenses in particular, but the Bills are going to have to get more creative on offense. In the offseason, we heard a lot about the team planning to open up the playbook, leading us to think that we'd see a pretty exciting offense. I still think they have the talent to do that. We saw flashes of LeSean McCoy's impressive abilities. Same goes for Sammy Watkins, but again, only flashes. If the Bills can get more contributions, and particularly more big plays designed around those guys, they can get back on track. So with all that, let's take a deep breath in and out and relax. It's a long season, and just like I said on Friday, one game does not a season make. But they have their work cut out for them. And I hate saying that on game one.
Most certainly. We've said it many times already in recent years. Hopefully we won't have to say it again on Friday after the Bills play Thursday night against the Jets. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.